Is this where I forget to unmute myself? Tio, you were on national TV yesterday. What's going on there?
Appreciate you respecting the rules, Tio. All right, welcome aboard. No one bait me into a bingo. That doesn't count. Even if you're good at baiting, don't do it.
Yeah, guys, use the opposite hand.
Off to a classy start. That's the way we go here. All righty. We still got people coming in, but we're going to get started anyway. Hyper, do you really want me to pimp your how to print this out? Is that what you want me to do? What is cat versus dog war? Can't we all just get along? All right. Anyway, I'm going to go through what we want to talk about and then take some questions for you guys. But we have from Jopa, we have a Sif Redeemer fit change. We are running heavy cat booster, more tank and less refits, which disgusting. We need all the refits, but that's what we're doing. Apple Pear wants me to pimp the move op. I think that's today. Am I correct there? Right after
Yes,
this?
directly after the fireside. So,
Yeah, we're doing a move op from 49. We're crossing the gap. So if you still have stuff in Delve and you pre-moved yourself to 49, you can cross the gap. So we talked about that last week, and then we're doing it this week. All right, this is a policy change. This is something that I have just come over the top with. I didn't realize this wasn't policy, but we are going to ban all Hypernet posting on Ist.Imperium, Alliance chat, anywhere. I don't want people Hypernets in their own Hypernets. Just don't do Hypernet at all. We do not want Hypernets at all. So, I've seen too many just issues with it, and we've had some major issues with it before. So we're just banning Hypernet altogether. I thought that was already the policy. Apparently, it is not. If you link a Hypernet, you will be banned from the channel for 2 weeks, starting right now. We have updated the MOTD, so you will be banned from the channel for 2 weeks if you link your own Hypernet. And yes, Beyond is always watching. All right. The Alliance needs liquid ozone. We use a lot of liquid ozone, and so if you have it, we want to buy it. I don't know where we want to buy it from. I don't have a link, but I'm sure someone will drop one in here. But we do need and want your liquid ozone. All right, I have a disappointing announcement to make, guys, a very disappointing announcement. We did Locusts, and I was ready to ban people and blacklist people who did not pay their taxes. And all of you paid your taxes. I was so disappointed. I was ready to just launch someone out of the airlock, and you all paid. Castanier said, citizenship performance, any democracy would kill for from the world's greatest model dictatorship. Yeah, we had a couple scofflaws who didn't pay like 25 million in taxes. So, but it's just a rounding error. But man, everyone who was mining paid their taxes. So good job, but also I'm disappointed. Thank you, Darrow. You will be a useful example for everyone else next Locust. Zell, yeah, I'm sure we will take your liquid ozone in Delve for free. Yeah, we would definitely take that. And then the next Locust, I believe, is the first week of February. Am I correct on that one, guys?
The seventh.
7th, okay. Is that not the first weekend, or is that the second weekend in
It's the
February?
second weekend.
Technicality. Okay, yeah.
Oh shit.
Can we
Did we open the CTO? Did we talk about that?
I'm going to talk about that in a moment, yeah.
I think it was open a couple minutes ago, right?
Yeah, I
Let's get a
think
confirmation.
we have an hour window, so but
Yeah, it's open.
okay. So we have a UALX Sotillo. If you have BPOs, this has been pre-announced. If you have BPOs to put in, you can put them in the next hour with basically no taxes or whatever it's called. I don't remember the exact terminology. But basically, for
Index.
the next, yeah, no index. For the next hour, if you get your job installed right now in UALX, you can start your research right now with no index. So, and then in an hour, the indexes will be absolutely destroyed. So get them in right this moment. We did pre-announce this. There's a CTO. It's open right now. This has been a Kunmi project. So thank you, Kunmi. All right, and I think that's everything I wanted to hit. Nothing big this week, but I am happy to hear your questions. Go ahead and ask them, and I will answer them. Are PH and Frat still nuked? Sort of. So they're still splitting moons in Venal, and they're acting very neighborly, but they are technically red to each other.
The flu sucks? Yeah, dude. It's been going around. I'm sorry that you've had to deal with it. If someone wanted to ask a question, which channel would they do that in? Elysium, you are in the right channel to ask questions. Internet Night, Asher, I might help. I might forget about my research job in 3 months. Do exclamation point reminder, 3 months, my research job, and it'll remind you in 3 months. Can we get a war soon? And happy 10th birthday to Karma Fleet. Yeah, good point. Happy 10th birthday to Karma Fleet. War soon. I would like to have a war soon. It's sort of a, like I said, 2 to tango type thing, but I would like to have one. Things still looking good overall since move. Things are looking great. Yes. Things are looking great. So Emmerich says, what's brewing? It's been quiet of late. It has been quiet of late. We have things in the tea kettle right now. So I don't want to say more than that, but yeah, there are already plans brewing, nothing else. Another sumo stream. Yeah, Rothan, I will probably do one maybe tomorrow as the Basho is wrapping up.
And did we talk about like the war we were in with 5 months with Navy that we didn't know about?
that's a little inside baseball, but yeah, that's a good one. Basically, this happens more frequently than you imagine, but some alliances were saying that we were in a war with them, and none of us knew. But they had been telling their members that we were in a war, and they were holding us off, so... that happens a lot actually, but yeah. Probably my favorite classic in Eve is if you go to high sec, there's someone claiming to know the goons, invoking us as a boogeyman to get something done. I demand a Balgorn and Vindicator fleet. Asher pays. Man, the Balgorn and Vindicator is a good thing, but not for us, but the Balgorn is unfortunately just ungood.
We did the Balgorn fleet once and we didn't do that afterwards again.
yeah, there was a reason. Bring back Yacht Fleet. CCP killed Yacht Fleet. Took it out of the kneecaps. So many Ishtars take Havens hostage. You said Heavens, but I think you mean Havens. It's not hostage. They are running the Havens. Like, no one has special rights on Havens. If you run a certain kind of ship, it doesn't mean that you get to have it, and they don't. There's no hostage taking. You're a member, you have the right to run it.
Oh, sorry, Asher, there's a really good one there. Guys, the Rorqual fits did change. Don't be lazy. Go in there and update your Rorqual fits so those stupid breacher pods don't fuck up your Rorqual.
Technically, they changed years ago, and people just need to fix their fits.
There you go.
It's not recent.
Sarah Bjorndaughter says, second question, what's our opinion on Titans being back to 250 build cost and Supers being back to 73 billion build cost? I mean, we don't have an opinion. It's just CCP, you know, messing things up. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's not good. It's not good for numerous reasons, but yeah. If I could run things, I would do it differently, but I don't. Asher, oh, this is like a setup question. Asher, as we often see Darkshines FC, can we get more fleets from you? That's a good question. So, Initiative is more of a smaller thing and definitely more, executor oriented, and Imperium is a much larger group. I have to spend a lot of time doing other things than FCing. I really enjoy FCing. It's my favorite thing to do in this game, but I only have so much time to devote to this game. I devote too much to it already. So it's one of those things where it's something I would like to do a lot more, but I don't have as much time as I'd like to have.
Bane of the Galaxy, when do you get a reprocession station in DW? If you buy one and then give it to G-Sol and they will drop it for you.
Why does Horde count their threads? Don't they have a fancy thread like us? Can't they count? It's a good point. They're doing a lot of, they're calling it the Year of the Dread. They're doing a census. As you guys know, Gobbins doesn't speak. He does not speak publicly. I presume, I won't make any assumptions as to why that is, you could be a Horde member and never hear his voice, and he doesn't speak, he doesn't answer questions. They do have a channel with questions that you can ask, but, you know, he never goes in front of his members and takes any accountability like that, right? So there was something pretty funny. He's listening right now. They listen to this every week. So hello, Gobbins, on whatever account you're on. They listen to this every week, and they transcribed something, my answer last week about them. And I did think this was proper petty,
they transcribed every and that I put in there when I was answering a question, you know, because speaking extemporaneously, you do take little pauses. So that was nice and petty. Good job, guys. But yeah, they are pushing. They're pushing dreads in a serious way. Don't know why they don't use them, but I presume they believe we will be in this space soon, and that is the only time they would use a dread. Obviously, when we took Catch, when we took MNC from them, when we took Teniferous, Gobbins, you know, went full mask off and like, hey, we're just gonna leave and take it back when they leave, guys. Like, isn't that a great way to play this game? That's what he told his members. Like, that was his answer. This is what he told his people, that we're going to leave and take it back without fighting. This, he thought that was a win. He thought this was smart. He thought he'd owned us by doing that. So that's, you know, that's the situation with them. We need more dreads, obviously. We're probably not going to do a dread census, but we need more dreads. Are we going to have control all delve here in UALX, and can we get a capsule from 101? A capsule from 101 is a good idea. Control all delve is in UALX is not in the plans right now. Still staying in delve. So Sarah Bjorndotter is asking about a history fleet led by Ranger Gamma. I think that'd be great. Ranger is very busy, though. Speaking of a guy who does a lot of middle management or upper management in this case. Yeah. Can we replace dreads with Titans, please? So that's a good question. Basically, at the current cost, Titans don't make a lot of sense. At 250 billion, you know, a small fight, right? A small fight, a Titan fight where you lose 30 Titans. Imagine the replacement cost to the Alliance at 250 billion, you know, a pop. I think that probably, from what I gather from Reddit, people think Alliances make a lot more than they do and are a lot richer than they are. You know, we're taking a percentage of the top of a percentage. Like, your Corp gets half, then the Alliance gets half. And it's not, I just think people think Alliances make a lot more money than they do. We just don't have the, frankly, we don't have the resources to prosecute a war where we're SRPing, you know, 250, 300 Titans. That's just not a possibility in the current game state. It seems to be wanted that way. So that's very much a design decision from them. So that's why people talk about dreads, because those are something that is replaceable. And you guys want SRP, right? So that's sort of the case. And that's why we're pushing dreads too. Beyond says 300 Titans are 75 trillion ISK. Exactly. Do dreads have SRP? Indeed, dreads do have SRP. We SRP every dread. Is there a use for the Lancer dread? I'm not super high on it. But I think that there could be uses, and there are some cool plays. That'll probably be more in a smaller group rather than, you know, like in a group within Goons or within the Imperium rather than as an Alliance level doctrine. Do we SRP every dread? No. If you lose a dread ratting or you lose the dread at the wrong time, you will not get SRP. But if you lose one in a strat op that they're called for, we do SRP them. Yeah, who won the Titans? I actually didn't see that for the KF giveaway. Giving away five Titans is insane, though. Is the Zern still the flavor of choice? Yeah, we want Zerns, we want Phoenix Navies, we want Rev Navies. Those are the flavors of choice. Soapleb won a hell? Dude, that is rigged. Okay. For sure rigged.
That's just because he's doing a hell of a job.
You know, Apple, on your scale, it's a pretty good joke. Good job there. Round of applause for Apple.
Get out.
Victor, Helldump was here just recently, and you had ample opportunity to use it. Asher, I want to take Faithabilis. What do? I mean, you can go on a one-man quest, go tilt in some windmills, ride your donkey over there.
That blue region next to us?
Yeah, he should join Shadow. Like then he owns Faithabilis.
The Wyvern is the best suitor super because it is a hammer, correct? Status of the search for Gruniversity Director. Okay, so yeah, so we had a meeting today. There will be more information on that next week. Does humor maintain the seawall? Yeah, that's it for the Dutch. Can we go bash our neighbors in Tenerifus? They've started being annoying. So we don't have any plans currently to go ahead and bash them. I think that this is, let's talk about this for a moment. I think that maintaining, you know, you don't want to have your space be a wasteland, you know, everywhere else. And like, I understand it's annoying when they drop on you or they hunt you, but I think that overall that's a better environment. Opposite, which is total safety. You look at the Horde guys, right? They live essentially in total safety as far as they have no NPC stations. You know, it's really hard to get in their space. They're inconvenient to get to. And they're just like full of fat idiots. And I don't mean that in real life. I mean, in the game, they're all the dead and dying zebras are still just alive over there and dragging the whole thing down. So I think there is actual, like, a lot of benefit to having people who keep you on your toes. And so I don't plan to go there at the moment and roll in heavy and blow everything up. Yeah, Mortis Angels, that's a throwback, but if you were around for Mortis Angels, it gave you something to do, right? They never were a real threat. It was never like Mortis Angels was going to, you know, the Goon Empire. They said they would, which was great. I love that bit about it. But it's good to have people like that around. And I know it's annoying when they roam through and actually shoot your Ishtar or whatever. Overall, it's better to have them than to not. You would get bored without it. Yeah. Good old Mortis. They also Revenant, actually. It's a classic moment of history. If you guys weren't around for that, so this is a good story. So we had a bit of drama where, like, there was like an incursion squad. You won't believe this. It was crab drama. This was like 2016, 2015. There was an incursion squad and some other drama about a Revenant BPC, right? And they were all claiming that they deserved BPC. It's ours. And then there were a bunch of different people saying that, no, I deserve the BPC, each group. And so invoking the wisdom of Solomon, we said, no one gets it. Basically, we cut the baby in half. And so what we did was we built the Revenant. And then BBRB got a super low quality spy into Mortis Angels. And to understand this story fully, you have to know that Mortis Angels really cared about their kill board, even though it wasn't that great. But they really cared about it. It was very important to them. They would shame and kick people who had expensive losses. And an expensive loss would be, like, at the time, like a 1 billionist Macarial. That was an expensive loss. Out. So our solution to this crab drama was we were going to kill the Revenant ourselves. But Boat got his super spy into Mortis Angels and then boarded the Revenant, and we killed it under the Mortis Angels name in JUTAC in Jew. So that was an excellent moment, a lot of fun. And it lived for about like an hour and a half at least, because it was mostly subs. I don't remember. Okay. Did someone find it? Yeah, this is it. Ermolin Safety Op is something we talked about it recently, but there's a couple things we need to do before that, so I don't have an exact time frame for you there. Good job finding that mail. And what a fit that is. Amazing. Before Capital Shield Extenders? I don't think the low slot was empty at the time. I think that's just an old mail. But it's Boat. Who knows? All right. Anyway, that's your bit of history, and that's what we got going on this week. Guys, thank you for coming to the Fireside. I will see you next week. Same time, same place.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to start with the move up, please. We need many people in subcaps also, so please don't run away and join the subcap fleet of the Being Pinged momentarily. And then we have enough cover to move people. I already see a lot of people in the right system, so we will get to that, and you will see the ping very soon.
Thanks, Apple.